Watch, Historical Treasures Found After Frontier Ohio Tavern Damaged by Fire. By Lowell Caulfield on October 31, 2025. What could have been a fire that destroyed a museum has instead enriched it as an archaeological dig at the 19th-century Frontier Tavern in Ohio unearths historical discoveries. The excavation is part of recovery efforts at the Overfield Tavern, the oldest building in the city of Troy, which is located about 20 miles north of Dayton. An accidental blaze in the early hours of December 7, 2024, gutted the interior of the tavern-turned-historical museum, though the original 1808 log walls remained mostly intact. This year, museum officials decided to bring Ohio Valley Archaeology Incorporated to work the site before extensive restoration began. As a result, archaeologists have found items that people often lose or break in the course of everyday life but which also reveal some history. Finds include centuries-old buttons and broken ceramics that could tell researchers what kind of food was prepared and how it was being cooked. Workers also found a number of coins, including a 50-cent piece from 1817 found under the charred floorboards of the tavern that could very well have paid for a glass, or more, of ale or been dropped by a customer a little too deep in his cups. Early frontiersmen constructed the building in 1808. It served as a courthouse until 1811, when it was converted to a tavern and finally a museum of local history. During the American Bicentennial, it was listed on the National Register of Historic Places. Museum director Chris Manning said workers have recovered more than 4,000 artifacts, most of them from the early 19th century to the late 20th century. "We did find several prehistoric artifacts that are obviously much older," the director told Fox News Digital, apparently referring to one of the flint arrowheads featured in a museum video. Laboratory analysis currently being conducted will provide more information, Manning added. The tavern is expected to be fully restored by 2027. At that time, it will be reopened to the public and some of the artifacts found at the dig will be on display. Contributor Lowell Caulfield is the best-selling author of Below the Line and 9 other crime novels and non-fiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.